going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
To Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
1041. 617-655-1234. Call or text that number. We're nosy. We want to know what you're doing this weekend.
And we're not that cool, so we need to think of cool things to do through you.
I know, it gets boring. I'm going to another lacrosse field this weekend. I know. I can't say that every Friday. It's just like, Sal would be like, okay, we're not doing this bit anymore.
Yeah, it's like ratings are tanking. Talk about something else.
Heather from Ashby. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Okay. You got a big, big weekend. Tell everybody what you're what you're getting and then building.
It's lame, but I figured I'd call anyways. I'm getting a new bed, which is new to me, and I'm building a cat house that I bought off Amazon for my cat.
Okay, so getting a new bed is a big deal. I mean, if
well, it's a platform bed because my dogs chase my cats under the bed and I'm sick of it. So I'm getting a platform bed so they can't do that anymore. And then the cat house so they can go on the cat house and be away from the dogs. So it's a win-win.
Why do you have cats and dogs? Don't they just like chase each other around all the time?
They do. The pugs chase the cats. It's annoying, especially in the middle of the night. But, you know, it happens. I live on a farm, so, hey, you know, it
you
is
live on
what
a farm?
Is.
Okay, I didn't know that part.
I do.
Do you have goats and chickens and stuff?
My mom has horses and chickens, yes.
Oh, well, that's okay then. I want to live on a farm. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry. I'm Googling platform bed because I'm uncultured and didn't know what that was.
Oh, it's just, yeah. It's just, it doesn't have a regular frame.
It's a bed that sits on the floor, basically, and you don't need the box springs, and it has, it's got drawers.
So your animals can't get underneath it?
Exactly.
Good. There's no monsters under the bed either. That's smart.
Nope. Right.
Thank you, Heather. Have a great weekend. B-side from Gloucester, going to a bridal expo?
I am, yes.
I didn't know you were engaged.
Oh, no, not me. My chicken nugget is she is getting married in October, and I'm doing my part in taking the brunt of going to a bridal expo and doing the bridal things and stuff. She has too many friends and family that are, like, so close, and so there's no bridesmaids or anything, but I'm like, I will go to a bridal expo. I will go and, like, eat free cake and drink. Let's go.
What's a bridal expo like? Is it just a giant warehouse with 1,000 brides-to-be all running frantically?
I have no idea. I had to look it up on TikTok, and I'm scared.
So I've been to many because I used to manage a mobile DJ service when I was just starting my radio career. And that was a hot spot to set up for the weekend because you get a lot of business if you set up your DJ equipment at a bridal expo.
Mm.
And that is exactly it. Any vendor that you could think of that has to do with the wedding, from locations to photographers, you know, dress places, flower places, DJs, live bands, they all set up in one place and it is utter chaos for the entire weekend.
What was your sales pitch to try to get brides-to-be to make you their DJ?
Oh, that is a quality, Dan. It was quality DJs. That's what it was. You were going to get quality. It was all about the premium aspect. We were like the guy that I worked for, like to have this, we cost more than everybody else, which meant it was better than everybody else. That was his theory.
Was it better than everyone else?
It was really good.
Okay.
I mean, not me personally. He was very good. All right. Well, have a great time at the wedding.
Eat all the cake.
I'm going to take an Ativan too. Yay.
Producer Dan, how about you? What are you getting into this weekend?
So tonight we have reservations. We got a table at D's Keys. It's a dueling piano bar in Boston that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And this is the last weekend. They close after this weekend.
Okay.
So we're going back. We're going to relive some glory days at D's Keys. Yeah. I am a sucker for a dueling piano bar. I think they're so much fun.
I've only been to a dueling piano bar once, and it was in Memphis, Tennessee. I've never been other than that one time. It was a blast, but it's just not something that ever crosses my radar to go.
Yeah, there's a couple in town. They're so much fun. I love it.
Right.
We're going to have a good time. And this isn't technically something that I'm doing this weekend. It's something that I did last night, but I'm going to cheat because I want to talk about it.
Okay.
So last night after we did the socks and all that,
right,
I went to the movies.
Okay.
And I saw the new Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan movie, Sinners.
Okay.
And if you are free this weekend and you are listening to me right now, you go see Sinners.
Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah, Brian Coogler's paying me zero money.
So you
in fact,
it.
I paid him $30 for two tickets
right,
to go see his movie.
And so what is the premise
awesome.
Of this? Is it a vampire movie?
Yeah, it's a vampire movie, but I don't want to give a lot away, but
right.
It's set back in like 1930s Mississippi Delta.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan is playing two characters, identical twins. They went to Chicago. They got into some gangster stuff. They're coming back to try to like better their life.
Mm-hmm. And is this rated R?
That's a good question. Probably.
Yeah. All right. Sinners.
It's awesome. Go see Sinners this weekend and then thank me later. And if you don't like it, don't text me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.